for such a silly thing. Someone who loves me now better than you, and that pretty friend is finally yours, and I'll be around on Sunday. If you'll meet me at Blue Diner, I'll take coffee and talk about nothing, babe. The city where you're from, I squeeze a little. Meet me at Blue Diner, I'll take coffee and talk about nothing, baby. At Blue Diner, I'll take anything you wanna give me, baby. At Blue Diner, I'll take coffee, talk about nothing.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda, and I'm 16. I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16, and also from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love.
Books we hate, but mostly love.
Yep.
But today is actually not Monday. We're in the past. How do I explain this?
Oh, my gosh.
How do we explain this?
We're time travelers.
It is actually not Monday. It is Saturday where we are. And we are at SUNY Ulster over in Ulster County at the 2018 Teen Battle of the Books for Mid-Hudson Library System. So we're here with a bunch of teens from throughout the region who have read the same 5 books as us this summer, and we're doing trivia battles. So can you all tell us some of the books you read this summer?
We read Ask the Passenger by A.S. King.
We Are the Ants by Sean David Hutchinson.
Symptoms of Being Human by Jeff Garvin.
Yaki Delgado Wants to Kick Your Ass by Meg Medina.
And Raven Boys, Maggie Stinkfather.
Yeah, so we all read these 5 books this summer, and so did teens from throughout the region, and so now we're doing trivia battles that are very challenging, right?
Yeah, but it's fun because we get to sit together and eat together. It's fun.
So what's the battle round like, Amelia?
Well, we all sit and we all have buzzers. We all test the buzzers, and then we have a round of 15 questions, and the people with the most points or the most correct questions wins the round. And then we have several other rounds with other schools, and then if we win enough rounds, we go to the semifinals.
So that's what we're doing today. So I want to know, what was your favorite book you read this summer for the battle books, and why did you like it?
My favorite battle book was Symptoms of Being Human by Jeff Garvin. I liked it the most because it's kind of about real life and like how some teens have problems and they have to face it, and then they have good people like friends and families who support them. Yeah.
How about you, Amelia?
I also like Symptoms of Being Human just because of how interesting the concept was, but Fahim already talked about it a lot, so my second favorite was Ask the Passengers by A.S. King.
And what did you like about Ask the Passengers?
I don't know. Something about it was just interesting to me.
How about you, Mashuda? Which was your favorite book and why?
My favorite book over the summer was Yaki Delgado because it actually talks about like high school experience. Like a person has to like face so many problems. Just she didn't even know Yaki Delgado, and suddenly she just finds out that Yaki Delgado wants to kick her ass. But so like it actually makes sense, since you're like for other teens that are living in high school and facing all the dramas. Yeah.
Cool. We also have our fan club here today cheering us on at battle. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
One of our fans also has a show on WGXC. Do you want to tell the listeners about your show?
I'm on every other Sunday doing music that only I want to hear. So tune in and listen. You might like it too.
And what's your show called?
Izzy's Afternoon Delight on Sundays from 2 to 4. When's the next time I'm on? Do you remember? Next week? Was I on last week? Sometime soon.
Time's tricky, but you're amongst time travelers, so it's okay. So tune in on August 26th, yes. Sunday, for Izzy's Afternoon Delight. It'll be delightful. He may even play music that you too want to listen to. You never know. But what do you all think about the Battle of the Books? You've come to a number of these over the years.
Oh, it's fun. I like watching all the kids get up there and try to answer all these questions. I don't know how they remember everything, because I sure wouldn't.
I love them. I wish they did them for grown-ups, because I would play. I would read 5 books and compete with somebody.
There's actually been talk of that maybe happening someday, so I'll let you know if it ever does. Adult Battle of the Books. Awesome.
Hello, I'm Mashuda, and
I'm Goldie.
What's your favorite book that you have read in the Battle of the Books?
The Raven Boys by Maggie Stiefvater. She's a wonderful writer.
And what's your least favorite book, and can you tell why?
Symptoms of Being Human, because I have difficulties with gender fluidity being emphasized as much as it was in that book, and I don't think that it felt like they kind of tried to put too much emphasis on one subject in one book.
How are you enjoying the battle?
It's very lovely. Everybody here has such a wonderful sense of community. I feel so welcomed.
Thank you.
Hello, what's your name?
Kristen Charles Scaringi. I'm from the Kingston Library.
I am Amelia Ortiz from the Hudson team. What team are you coaching, right? You're
yes,
a coach, right?
I'm a coach.
Okay, which team?
I'm with the Kingston Library. My team's the Hardcore Kingston Hardcovers.
That's cool. That's a cool team name. We need to come up with team names next year, guys.
We actually even have a mascot. Is that he's an Apple Core. His name's Bob the Apple, so he comes with us to all our games.
That's awesome. Did you make that, or did you have that?
One of our team members, who we don't remember who, drew it at a game many years ago, and I took a picture of it, and then since I didn't know who did it, I sent it around to all my team members, and someone was like, I don't know who did it, but I'll redraw it for you. So that's how he came to be.
That's awesome. That's quite the origin story. Yeah. So did you read any of the books for this year's book battle as well?
Yeah, I read half the books. I read 3 books, so a little more than half.
Which ones did you read?
I read Yaki Delgado. I actually listen to it. I love audiobooks. Mm-hmm. I read Symptoms of Being Human and Ask the Passengers.
Did you have a favorite book?
No, I didn't.
Is that because you can't choose a favorite? Is that because they were all meh?
You're going to make me be honest here. They were all meh.
Yeah. Do you have a most meh, a least favorite?
No. Maybe Symptoms of Being Human, only because I read that, and I'm more into audiobooks right now, and I listen to the other two. So there's something when you hear the voice that really captures it.
Yeah. Our coach, Miss Emily, likes audiobooks too.
I do, but I have a different question.
Sure.
What books would you suggest for a future battle? Like, what kind of books do you like for teens?
I do like the realistic ones. I'm not a big dystopian fan. Mm. So I'd like to see more reality-based ones.
Dystopian is a bit overdone, let's all be honest.
I definitely agree. So, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing, and this is the nerd in me, is historical. Like, mixing
ooh,
in
yes.
some kind of historical aspect. So I'm going to push for that, looking your way.
I like historical fiction. Reality would be really cool, too. But I also like that fantasy, cool. like old school fantasy, princesses and magic and stuff, and dragons.
I like the way you think. See, I think we need to incorporate teens and help us pick out books. So.
That would be cool. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for
oh,
giving
welcome.
Your thoughts on this.
Thank you. Well, thank you for interviewing me.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Fahim, and I'm going to interview some teenagers, and their name is
Nazarai Cook, y'all.
Naraya Cook.
Deanna Ridenhour.
And they're from the Battle of the Books, and they're from
Wappingers Falls. We are at the Grinnell Library, the Green Grapes, y'all.
Okay, what was your favorite book from the Battle of the Books?
Yaqui Delgado by Meg Medina.
And why?
It was just so interesting. Like, I read it in one day. It kept me so good. You should read it. It's real great. You probably read it, but, like, people listening should.
We Are the Ants by Sean David Hutchinson.
Why is it your favorite book?
We Are the Ants is a nice combination of both science fiction and teen fantasy. It's very interesting. It's, like, 400 pages long, but you won't even notice that it's so long because it's so good. It's 450 pages.
Almost on the dot. It's 451, I think.
Deals with a lot of personal family problems along with this kid getting adopted by aliens, which sounds weird, but it's really kind of not. And also raises the focus point of the fact that we should live every day like it's our last. But, like, not too much, but, like, every day to the fullest, because you never know when the world's going to end.
Okay, to bring up something she said, like, teen fantasy. There's a song called Teenage Fantasy by Georgia Smith. Y'all should listen to it. It's real good. Anyways, so my favorite book is We Are the Ants, and I'm going to tell y'all right straight up, I only read that book. So that's why it's my favorite. I started Raven Boys, and it's really good, but I don't know how good it will get. And We Are the Ants, when I started it, I hated it. Like, I despised that book. It was, in my opinion, terrible at first. Like, I was like, what is this? And then I read a few chapters, and I was like, but then I read a few more, and I was like, huh. Then I read a few more, and I was like, no. But then after, like maybe like 100 pages in, I was like, okay, this is actually getting real good. And it kept getting good. And, you know, of course, there was, like, some minor parts I didn't like, because, like, you're not going to like everything about a book. But, like, overall, it was super good. The ending, I mean, it's none of my business, but, I mean, for the most part, it was phenomenal. Like, I would recommend everyone read it, like, strive through, because I pushed through and it was great. But if you want to really know about favorite books, did y'all do the battle last year?
Yeah.
What was your favorite book from last year's battle?
What it's about, though.
I Hunt Killers.
The Young Elites was my favorite from last year.
Well, I read Young Elites, I Hunt Killers, and Bone Gap. Those are the three I read out of the five. And I'm not going to lie, sorry, girl, but I Hunt Killers was not it for me. Ooh.
Really
Young Elites, I really liked until they killed a certain character. Not gonna say nothing. I was upset. I was depressed. But I loved Bone Gap, guys. That book is phenomenal. Y'all should all read it if you haven't. It's worth the read, guys. This is super off topic, but I couldn't help but plug my favorite book. It's worth it, guys. It's worth it.
What was your least favorite book from the Battle of the Books?
This year?
Yes.
And why?
I only read three of the... Well, I read 3.5 books. I had started Raven Boys, and it just didn't interest me. I mean, I really tried. I think I got 120 pages in, and
she has bad taste.
I just did not enjoy it very much. I'm not a fantasy like type person. I don't really like fantasy books, but like
me either. But I loved it.
You bought your time. I just didn't enjoy it.
So I only read 4 books. I didn't read The Raven Boys, but my least favorite one was probably Symptoms of Being Human. Just because every time you turn the page, it wasn't, like, surprising. Like, you were never really surprised by anything until the part in the end where, spoiler alert, Riley got assaulted. That was the only part that I found, like, interesting. Other than that, I thought it was pretty bland. But I did think that it was nice to have representation for the transgender and gender fluid community. I thought the author did a very good job of representing a gender fluid person.
Go on.
Y'all already know I only read one book, so.
Oh, yeah.
But out of them, when we, like, were given the list, like the pre-list where we had to choose from like the pre-list of books, like the final eight, and then they chose five from that eight. I was so excited for Aristotle and Dante to be chosen, and they didn't. I really wanted it. I think I heard they're going to put it into next year's battle. Yeah, because really I was really excited. We read it, like, just for fun. It's so good. So when I was reading off the books, I was like, oh, my God, which one looks like it's going to be real bad to me? And I'm not even going to lie. Raven Boys sounded trash when I read the description. When I read the description of Raven Boys off the, like, eight books, I was like, this sounds bad. And now I'm reading it, and it's actually really good. And I was like, what? But, you know, opinions, except yours. But okay. Out of, like, Raven Boys, I didn't really like the sound of. And there was one other one that didn't make it that I didn't like the sound of, but I don't remember what it was called. I don't remember the name of it because it didn't make it, but I didn't like it either.
So what book would you suggest that we do for battle next year? If you could pick one book.
All at the same time.
Aristotle and Dante!
The only book.
That book is so good, guys. You don't even understand. It was phenomenal. Like, I love that book. I, like, finished it in 2 days, and I was, like, crying and smiling and laughing. And, oh, when it didn't get picked, I was, like, about to fight someone. I was like, first of all, who made this list? Oh, y'all really need to read it.
Put me on an emotional roller coaster. It was a wild book. Like,
coming out with a sequel, guys.
I'm excited. Ooh, it was so good. It was so good. So alluring. So, I don't even know how to put it. It was just so great.
I don't know if we're allowed to recommend books that have already been in the battle, but I recommend Bone Gap a second time if that is possible.
Every year. Eventually, they're going to have to run out of questions.
So are you guys enjoying the battle so far?
I love the battle. This is my third year. Yeah, what, woo.
This is my second year, and I'm really enjoying it. I enjoyed it last year, and I'm really enjoying it this year. Like, it's just so great.
I'm enjoying the battle, too. This is my second year.
I recruited them, guys.
She recruited us, guys.
Excellent work.
I tried really hard to recruit people this year because a bunch of people, we had like, in the middle school battle, we had a bunch of people. By the high school one, because like, it's only the people who aged out of middle school. We had like
six, seven.
We had like six or seven.
Six last year.
And more than half of our people left. Like us three, it was us three. And then I think.
One other person.
No.
This year.
No one else from last year's stayed. Oh. It, us three and three other people. And half of them didn't come back. And I was like, where y'all going? What you mean? And they were like, oh, we're busy this year. You know, high school life. No. Anyway, so I was recruiting people. I was out, like, texting every friend I knew. I was like, hey, yo, you like reading, girl? And they were all like, I don't know. I was like, what? And so I recruited one friend. And surprise, surprise, she's not here. Fake. And then, but, you know, that's, we're not going to call her out right now. Mackenzie.
No name dropping, but.
Any other questions?
Not a question. Oh. I wanted to comment a book.
Oh, do it.
Percy Jackson book, since my brother likes it a lot.
I like the Percy Jackson book because, like, we had to read it, like, in sixth grade. And then they made us watch the movie, which I was like, y'all need to stop because the book was so good. And that movie was not.
The movie was not.
It was bad.
It was too.
So I was sad. I was like, y'all really just ruined my entire experience with this movie. But I don't like it when they put series because if you only read one, like, let's say they just put the first book of the series into the battle, like Raven Boys. Or when I was in middle school, they had False Prince. I don't know if y'all read that. And then last year they had Young Elites, and they're all series. But like after the battle, like the battle is like summertime, and like, I'm gonna read the books during the battle. But I don't know if I'm gonna 100% read it or like yeah, I'm really not good with reading. Personally, me, I'm not good with reading series, like full series.
Like you started,
I tried Harry Potter, and I was like, this is too many books. And I like books, but I like different storylines. I don't want to keep reading the same thing over and over. So like, I don't really enjoy the adding series. Oh, you want to recommend a book?
You just said you didn't like series, but I would recommend reading the next two Young Elite books because it's a trilogy. So I would recommend that. It gets better. I know who you think died, and he's not.
Just what? You're going to spoil a whole series.
So
what?
So
I'm reading the rest of the book now.
When I read that, I stopped reading when he died. That exact part is when I stopped reading.
When he died, and I was in my
let me
feels.
Go continue real quick. I never planned on continuing,
wait.
I had a feeling.
Okay, there are two. Is the other person who died dead though? Because like, let's okay. The person we think.
I think we need to discuss this after we stop.
The person
let's
we
stop
think.
Okay, real
let's,
quick.
I'll be real vague. The person I think died. The real important one that we actually care about. No, but the other one who she was like dark alley guys. Let me just dead.
dead?
We need to talk about this after.
Oh, no!
Because I can't tell who you're talking
I don't know how to feel. Any more questions? Any more questions?
Did you guys read the book Art of Starving by Sam J. Millar?
I've never read that. That's,
oh, it sounds good. Wait,
that
wait,
sounds.
Wait. Where's my phone?
Throughout the year, we do like battles. Like we do like one book, and we do questions out of it. And like third week of each month, we have a meeting, and like we do answer questions for like the book that we do for the battle. So actually, I'm gonna recommend that for our year round battle.
Fun fact.
That sounds kind
of
good.
Fun fact: Raven Boys was one of our pre-read books before the battle, the actual battle. And I didn't even look at it. It was catching dust on my shelf.
And if I had read it, I would have been prepared for right now. But no.
She would have liked it, too. I started it, and I didn't like it. Yes. But if she had just started it, she would have liked it. She would have read it. We would have been so – I just didn't enjoy it, though.
Honestly, every time we go up and they're asking Raven Boy questions, we're looking at each other like
– None of us, like – because, like, the three of us who tried to read it didn't enjoy it. And she never tried to read it.
I just started today. And then the one kid in our battle who read it didn't show up. So, yeah. Okay.
Mackenzie?
No. Oh, no, she is one of them. I lied. There's two people. Mackenzie read it and a boy, and they both didn't show up. So I was like, wow, we're really struggling.
We thought we had someone for it, and then we turned
I was
out
like,
we had no one for
that's
it.
The reason I didn't read it faster, because right away, because I was like, we got two people for it.
I'll be fine. I wasn't fine.
Never trust other people, guys. Rely on yourself.
And me, because I'm pretty reliable.
I asked you to read it, and you said no.
Because I didn't like it. I tried it.
My school is Hunger Games based, and I hate the Hunger Games. So.
All my English teachers always recommended Hunger Games.
Exactly. People be like, oh my God, you haven't read all the Hunger Games? I'm like, no.
I haven't read
any of the Hunger Games. That's all half a movie. Half a movie. I watched the first movie. I started the first book. I was like, this really is just not it. Like, this is not it.
This isn't really about books. Like, we're getting real off topic.
Okay. How's your opinion on Harry Potter books?
Oh, no. Here, come back. Yeah, I love, like, I don't want to be that person, but I love the Harry Potter movies. And so I watched the movies first and tried reading the book when I was, but I was, like, younger. Like, my sister over there, she's sitting down. She's almost done with the series, but I tried reading the books, and I was, like, I read the first one, and I was, like, I like this, but, oh, my God, there's so much going on. Like, it's such a long book. And then there's, like, 19 other long books. 19's a stretch. But, like, there's so many, and they're so long, and I'm just, like, this is so much. Like, I was so overwhelmed. But, you know, I love Daniel Radcliffe as a snack, guys. Like,
I've had so many people be like, you only watch the movies? You got to read the books. You read the books. And I'm like, no, you don't read the books because I didn't read the books. So that's proof. No, not everyone reads the books. So please, just let me have my movies. It's okay.
I can't stand series, guys.
What's it called? So, like, I'm, like, the same with him. Like, I love the movies. The movies are real great. I don't even think I saw
Daniel
all the movies.
Radcliffe.
All I know is I saw a good amount of movies. They real great.
You haven't seen all the movies?
I don't think I saw all the movies. I don't think I saw the last one. They always comes on ABC. I never watch it. What's it called? But, like, when I was real young, I tried to read the first one. I think I was, like, 7. I tried to read the first one, and I got, like, 2 chapters in, and I fell asleep in the car with it and lost it. So, like, that went downhill.
I think I lost it in the car, yep.
And so I just never read the books. Like, it was just never my interest with it.
Just real quick. Did y'all interview anyone else, or have we been taking up all your time?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have interviewed two other people.
Are y'all going to cut and edit stuff?
Yeah.
Keep us all in. Keep us all in.
Really off topic now.
Cut everyone else.
Just have us for 30 minutes.
I have a question. Actually, a recommendation. You guys should read Magnus Chase by Rick Riordan.
Chase?
Yeah, The Gods of Asgard.
Oh, Rick Riordan.
I want to read that.
I have the first 2 books of the series, and I've actually read them, but someday I will.
They're really good.
I'm sitting on my bookshelf alone.
Well, I'm going to recommend a book then. I recommend any book by Jerry Spinelli, guys. He's that author. Like, invented writing, guys. Invented.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you for interviewing us.
Anytime. Interview us next year, too. We'll be here again.
Of course.
And maybe with more people. Maybe.
Definitely. Isabella's joining.
Oh, shoot. Definitely.
Don't like drop names yet. I don't know. Don't
worry. Isabella's joining.
They're going to cut it out. If they bet, you're not going to show her it. It's just all going to be like, Mackenzie. Wait, I'm definitely sending that to her.
She has to know.
Well, thank you for taking our time. We enjoyed it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Sorry for taking up all your time.
It's okay.
Enjoyed it. Awesome. Thank you.
They enjoyed it. We had fun.
We're just about out of time for today, but we want to thank everyone for listening. We had a great time at the Battle of the Books. Congratulations to our new friends, the Grinnell Green Grapes, who took home third place at the Battle of the Books. And a big congratulations also to Cold Spring, who came in second, and Beacon, who took the top prize and won the Battle of the Books. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We hope you have a good day. Stick around for the afternoon show. Have a great week and happy reading.
Seems I want it. We all want a teenage fantasy. Want it when we can't have it. When we got it, we don't seem to want it.